Welcome to the Possible Podcast, to achieve things you never thought possible. I'm your host, Elizabeth, and here with me is Phil.
Hello out there. Glad you could join us.
Welcome. How you doing, Phil?
I am doing fantastic. I just love today, Elizabeth.
Good, good. Okay, well, this is a good topic. We're talking about love. What is love?
Well, I could say a lot of things. I've been looking for love my whole life, me and everybody else. Mm-hmm. I know that I think everybody on earth is looking for love in some way, shape, or form. And I have found it a few times and lost it. But I have it now, Elizabeth. I have it now. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. And are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not in a relationship. Not at all. Good. Maybe that's how come I found love. Because I'm not dependent on any other human being to give it to me. To me, the only way that I can find love is for me to love myself, which I do. And the way that I love myself, my key to finding love is to love God. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I've been able to find it.
Yeah, that's the only way I've been able to find everlasting love. Before it was always fleeting because I always put it in a person, in another. And, you know, one of the reasons we wanted to do this topic was I had done a post and did a little bit of research, and I found out that 386 million people searched what is love, or a similar phrase, in Google in 2012. That's a lot of people. And then just to kind of give you an idea of how many people, there are 301 million people in the United States. So there are more people. How could that even be, right? They must have searched it more than once.
No, maybe they were searching it from other countries, all right?
Well,
maybe so.
True.
But anyway, yeah, if there's 386 million people in the United States, let's say.
Right. No, that was the world.
Yeah, the world. Okay, well, it doesn't matter that if there's 386 million people Googling some topic about love or looking for love, then think about how many millions and billions of people there are that aren't on Google looking for love. So I would pretty much surmise that everybody's looking for love.
Yeah. Yes. And when I found those numbers, one of the things, the driving questions for me was I wondered how many people found it. And based on some of the things going on in society, just, you know, obesity and suicide and divorce rates, and 50%, by the way, divorce rate, first time marriage, that's the statistic now. It's pretty high. I thought, wow, I don't know how many people have found love. And so that's why, you know, we're doing this podcast, because love is not about finding it in another. I could not find it in another until I found it within my own self. And then once I found it within me, as within, so without, right? Isn't that who said that? Jesus? Somebody spiritual said that. As within, so without, you know, that whole water seeks its own level, that spiritual law. When it's within, we see it without. And the beauty of that is that it could never leave. It can never leave. So that means if the external partner leaves, or somebody, you know, through death or any other way, because eventually the body leaves. I mean, we can't get around that, right? The body's going to go. So the external always leaves, but there's something so much more permanent than that, that is underneath, that's in the stillness, in the quiet, you know, seek ye first the kingdom and the rest will be given. That's what it reminds me of. So this is a fabulous practice. If you haven't already found it, that's why I continually write about contemplative practices, self-inquiry, meditation, because those are the practices that led me to find everlasting love and ultimately be able to have that mirrored externally in my life through family and marriage and having a child and all of that external stuff, relationships with family and friends. But it had to start within. I had to find it within first. And basically how I found out that to be true, I tried everything external. I tried every which way to find it without going within my own self, and I failed miserably. And so when I ran out of options, I turned within. And that's usually the last place we look, right?
Very well put, Elizabeth. You are so smart. Anyway, I can add a little bit to that. For me, you know, I was empty and going through relationships and the poor little women that I was going with. But anyway, going through relationships and couldn't find love, lasting love. Of course, I fell in love 100 times, but lasting love. Anyway, so what I found out was that looking for love, I was really looking for God, because God is love. And so it says that in the Old Testament, I think it's in Isaiah, but also in the New Testament, Jesus, you mentioned Jesus, both places it said to find love, you have to find God. And the way that you find love and find God is, you know, it says, number one, you shall love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your might. And then it goes on to say, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And what that means is, most people think, and I used to think, that if I loved my neighbor and did good things all the time, that I would find love. But it didn't work for me. Although I was a very good, giving, caring person. But the way that I found love was to love God. Then I was able to love myself, and then I was able to truly love other people. Mm-hmm. But until, and it, you just said it, it's an inside job. Unless you truly love yourself, you put another human being up as your God, mm-hmm. and that's, then you're going to definitely be in Heartbreak Hotel, because it does not work.
Yeah. Yeah. And that reminds me, and it's been the theme lately with a few women I've been talking to, is that the first commandment, you know, have no other gods before me. And whenever I have, you know, my focus diluted and it's on external and it's not on that, for me, God, inspirational force, whatever you call that inner power, that power that's within everything and the creation of all, that life force, whenever I dilute from the life force being the primary purpose, I tend to get irritable, restless, not satisfied. And when I shift my attention back to God and having that one focus, everything else works out and lines up. And it's amazing how that works, because it doesn't make sense to the mind. This isn't a mind thing. The mind is limited. It's a human thing. It's limited. But if I bypass the mind and I go into the depth of that life force that it, within the heart, you know, people say it in different ways, depending on which religion you're a part of, people will describe it in a myriad of ways. But the bottom line is, when I have single-minded focus and I have one, no false gods, just the one power, everything is always well.
Right, Elizabeth. Now, we were talking about love and we've gotten into God. We're not preaching to anybody. We're just telling people, you know, we're just saying how our own experience and how it works for us. And we hope that it helps you. I mean, that's what this is all about, too. It's about, because Elizabeth and I both do love ourselves in a loving way, in a godly way, not in an egotistical way. Here we are again, working together, doing this podcast. And I mean, I love Elizabeth, and Elizabeth loves me. And it's just wonderful, because we truly, from the heart, enjoy each other's company, and we want to help each other. And we truly, both of us, I know, want to help other people. And that's what our podcast is all about. So again, you know, please, please ask us questions. Let us know what you'd like to talk about, or any problems that you have. We're not psychologists or psychiatrists, but we are human beings just like you. Fragile, frail, as you can tell by our podcast. We certainly are not perfect.
Yeah, perfectly said, Phil. So we'll end it there, and we'll look forward to your questions. And what is love? Let's rest in that this week. See you next week.
Join our community by commenting and letting us know what you think.
You can find The Possible Podcast by going to thepossiblepodcast.com.
Okay, that's it.
Over and out.